The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 14th, 1976, in Chandigarh, India.
Prakitakya marani gunai karmani sarvata ahankara bhimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Everything is being done by nature's law. And we are strictly under nature's law. Still, we are thinking independently.
Nature's laws are inexorable.
We cannot surpass. Jesa gunamai mama maya durattva. This nature's law is so strict, you cannot.
We can bend it. It is inevitable.
Yes.
Inexorable.
Yes, inevitable.
And then nobody can interfere.
No.
God alone.
God can do anything. He is all power. That is all.
But does He interfere in... Does He intervene in our actions?
Who?
I mean God.
God interferes if you are a devotee. Otherwise, you have to undergo the laws of nature. Karmani niddahati kintu cha bhakti vaja. Karma, according to your karma, you are conducted by the laws of nature. Just like if you touch fire, the laws of nature is it will burn. If the child touches the fire, there is no excuse. The laws of nature will not excuse a child if this child does not know it has touched the fire, let it not be burned. No. Ignorance is no excuse. So you cannot surpass or avoid laws of nature. It is not possible. If you can eat one chata, and if you eat little more, then there will be trouble.
Then what about the miracles performed by so many people?
That is rascal. Nobody can play anything. Magician also can make.
Interfere with the laws of nature?
Nobody can. It is all foolishness. All rascal. They are all rascals, and who understands miracles, they are also rascals. Laws of nature cannot be changed.
There may be several laws which we don't know.
There are many laws. What do you know? You do not know anything.
We do not know. Then I say those miracles may be possible according to those laws that we don't know.
There is no miracle. If you touch fire, it will burn. That's all.
Swamiji, is bhakti marg enough to have liberation?
Yes. Bhakti marg, first of all you must know what is liberation, what do you mean by liberation?
Jivan mukti.
No, it's excellent.
Man, feeling one with the consciousness, world consciousness.
Universal soul.
Universal soul is spirit, and you are also spirit.
Very true.
That sense you are one. But universal soul is different from you. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that there are two souls within the body. One soul is the individual soul and the other soul is the super soul. That super soul is universal soul. and the individual soul, you are individual soul. As soul, the quality is the same, but you are individual soul, and God is universal. Then in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated clearly, Khetra Khetragya. Khetragya is the soul, Khetra is this body. So, Khetraṁ gañcapi māne vidhi sarva khetri subhāna. I am also Khetraṁgā. So, but sarva khetri, you individual soul, you know the pleasure pains of your body, but you do not know what are the pleasure and pains of my body. Do you know?
No, sir.
Therefore, you are individual. You know the pleasure and pains of your body. I know the pleasure and pains of my body. But there is another soul, that is super soul, sarva khetresu bharata. He knows your pleasure pains, he knows my pleasure pains, he knows everyone's pleasure pains. Ishara sarva bhutanam viddesha arjuna. Therefore, as soul, they are one in quality. But in consciousness, they are different. He knows everyone's pleasure pains, I know my pleasure pains.
My humble prayer was that by doing japa, by doing meditation, by doing bhakti marg, need we go to jnana marg also, or bhakti marg is enough by itself? That was my humble suggestion.
Bhakti marg is enough. Bhakti marg means it includes everything. Without jnana, there is no bhakti.
That's it.
The jnana is called Brahma Bhuta. That is real jnana. If you understand your position, then it is jnana. If you do not understand your position, then what is jnana? You follow?
Jnana to pehle hona chahiye. Jnana not in the sense that you take it.
Therefore Bhagavan says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When so long you are ajnana, in ignorance, you cannot be happy. You cannot be happy. But when you are in jnana, then you will be happy. That is the symptom of becoming jnani. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Atma becomes very happy. Na sochati, na kankati. He has no more any lamentation and hunger. There are two things in this material world. We are hankering after something which we do not possess.
Good.
And we are lamenting for something which we possessed and we have lost. This is the disease, material disease. So when one comes to the platform of jnana, then he has no more such disease, hankering and lamenting. Here the whole world is going on lamenting and hankering. The Brahmahuta means na sochati na kankati, and samas sarvesu bhutesu. And here, so long we are on the material platform, we are not samas sarvesu bhutesu. We are thinking, you are different from me, I am different from you. My interest is first, you are thinking your interest is first, and so on, so on. So, not sama sarvesu bhutesu. But when you become actually jnani, Brahma Bhuta, sama sarvesu bhutesu. When you are in this stage, na sochati na kankati, sama sarvesu bhutesu, prasannatma, then bhakti begins. Madh bhakti rabate para. The bhakti is not so easy.
Bhakti depends on jnana. It cannot be.
Bhakti means when one understands his real position. And all misunderstanding gone.
Abhyan.
When there is that last shloka in the 18th adhyaya, sarva dharmana parityajye mam ekam sharanam vraja.
How you can do unless you understand your position? When you understand your position, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then you can do this. If I say immediately, Mr. Satan says, you give up everything, you become surrender unto me. Will you do? No, you will not do. But when you understand your position, yes, it is my duty, then you will do it.
Brahma Bhuta means,
first of all, you understand your identity. You are now identifying yourself as Indian or as Brahmana or as Kshatriya or white or black and so many.
My first identification is my own body.
Yes. And that is Agyan.
That is Agyan.
So long you are identifying with the body, you are no better than the animal.
Correct.
So we are doing that.
Yeah.
You are fighting. I am Indian, you are Englishman, you are this, you are that, you are... But simply you are fighting like cats and dogs, they fight. So that is Agya. How you can be Prasannatma? So when one becomes actually situated in spiritual life, Brahma-bhuta Prasannatma. That is the... In this way, when you make further progress, when you actually understand that you are eternal servant of God, then you surrender. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanavana manga prapadyate. This situation takes many, many births to cultivate. And when he actually understands jnanavana, not fools, rascals, Mahaprabhupati, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatma Sudullava. That Mahatma is very rare too. The bhakti is not so easy. Samatma Sudullava. It is not so easy. It takes many, many births to come to the understanding that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatma. Mahatmanasumang Pratha Devi Prakriti Mahasrita Vajanti Yananda Manasu. This is Mahatma.
Does this soul which passes from body to body, does it or he experience the pains and pleasures of my body?
Certainly. You just strike one dog, then the feel pain. And Sar Jagadishchandra Bose has proved in the trees they feel pains and pleasure.
It means the soul which...
It is the stage, just like the tree. If you cut, it does not feel so much pains and pleasure as a human being. It is the development of consciousness. So, in human form of body, the consciousness is developed. Therefore, he can understand what is his position. And therefore, for human being, there are shastras, the Vedas, the Puranas, to understand his position. When the tree cannot take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavata, a cat cannot take advantage.
Even an animal cannot.
Yeah. So, if we do not take advantage of the opportunity of understanding my identification, then we are committing suicide. Jumping like cats and dogs, that's all. Saiva Gokhara. Such persons have been described as Gokhara. Go means cows and kharo means ass.
Kharo means?
Ass. I think this Kara is a word is used by Urdu.
Kar.
Pir Bhamustri Bhisi Kara.
Kara. Kara means gada.
Gada.
Yes. Gada. Gada. Donkey.
Kara.
Saiva Gokha. One who identifies his body.
Mood as you explained last
time. Yes. This is going on. We should take advantage of this human form of life, and we must know what is our position, why we are in this material world. I am this body, or so many things. This is called Brahma Jigyasa. But nobody is interested. That is the effect of bad education. And especially in the Western countries, they do not believe in the next birth. They do not believe. Although it is very clearly pointed out by Krishna, Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kumara yogunam jara. The body is changing. From baby body is coming, becoming a boy is becoming a young man is becoming a middle-aged man, and the middle-aged man is becoming old man. The body is changing every moment, and still they do not do. Every one of us, we know that we had a childhood body, a boy's body. Where is that body? That body is gone. I am existing, but the body is not existing. Therefore, I have changed body. This simple word they do not know. Therefore, they are called murha. Krishna is pointing out, dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumara yogunam jara tatha dehantara prapti. Similarly, after so-called death, the soul changes to another body. And he still further clearly says, na annate hannamane sarire. After this destruction of this body, the person is not killed, is not dead. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachi. These things are there, but nobody understands. And they are very good scholar, big, big student of Bhagavad Gita. But these things they do not understand. And they are writing very, very big, big comments.
In theory, everybody believes in that.
What is the nonsense? You must know it actually. What is the use of theory? Theory is no good. You must know factually. That is knowledge. Theory is not knowledge. Anyone can put forward some nonsense theory. That is not knowledge. Knowledge means factual. That is. So we have to take knowledge.
How to attain that knowledge?
Krishna is explaining, why don't you take it? The knowledge is there, but you refuse to accept. What is fault? Whose fault it is?
How should I persuade myself?
If you don't persuade, nobody can induce you to persuade. If you are obstinate, who can persist?
But it does persist. I quite agree. It persists.
But you must agree. Therefore, it is advised, tat vijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet samit pani sutriyam brahmanistam tat vidhi panipatena. First of all, you have to surrender. But if you don't surrender, I will get knowledge. If you think you are very big man, then how will you get knowledge?
No, we don't think that we are big men.
No, everyone thinks that, not you. I don't say particular. Everyone thinks. I know everything.
We think that we are ignorant, petty creatures. Correct. And
But we if you that. Think so that you are an ignorant pretty creature, then you take knowledge from the authority. Why don't you take it? What is the meaning that you think that you are ignorant pretty creature at the same time when the most learned person is giving you knowledge, Krishna, you don't take it?
But there are what so kind many of authorities presented to me.
Huh?
There is the Bible, there is the Quran, there is...
Now, first of all, you are born in India. Why you are jumping to Bible?
No.
This is another foolishness.
Ninja,
you take
ninja.
Care of your own house, you are jumping like monkey to Bible.
In our own house, there are quite a few dharmas.
Therefore, acharyavan purusha veda. You have to follow the acharyas. In our country, there are acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those are recognized authority. Acharyavan purusha veda. In the Bhagavad Gita, acharya upasana. You have to worship the acharya.
You have to look up to the acharya.
Yes, the acharya's parampara is there. Evang parampara praptam, evang rajasya.
There is no dearth of acharya in India. There is acharya Rajneesh, there is acharya.
No, there is acharya and there are fools also.
There is.
Acharya is there and fools are there. The agnostics are there. They will not accept any acharya. You accept some acharya, why you become skeptic? At least you have to accept Krishna as the supreme acharya. Why don't you accept it? If you are embarrassed whom to select, acharya, who can be better acharya than Krishna? Why don't you accept it? That means you want to avoid under some plea. Otherwise there is acharya. If you don't believe in other acharya, you take at least Krishna, who is accepted by all the acharyas. Either Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya or anyone, who will not accept Krishna as the supreme teacher. Whole world is there understanding Krishna is the supreme teacher. At least at the present moment, they are accepting. We are selling our books daily 5 to 6 lakhs worth. Only these Krishna consciousness books. And in our country, we do not accept Krishna as the supreme acharya. What is it? That is our misfortune. Krishna is recognized acharya, there is no doubt about it. Krishna also says in acharya mag bijanya. Acharya mag bijanya, nabhamannita karichi. Acharya and Krishna, identity. Who is acharya? Who speaks on behalf of Krishna? He is acharya. Acharya means one who speaks on behalf of Krishna. There is acharya.
Because Krishna never wrote any book.
He
therefore,
spoke.
We have to depend upon these.
No. Krishna did not write, but Krishna spoke. If you speak, and if I note down and write, what is the difference? Because he did not speak, therefore it is not good. He spoke, and I note down, and you note down, then it is as good. Krishna was speaking, and Sanjaya was noting, and that was written by Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata. So what is the difference?
That is one discourse. That is one only Bhagavad Gita.
That is sufficient. First of all, you understand two lines of Bhagavad Gita, then jump over others.
Then what about?
See, you? About this only, one line. Adi antara prapti, dhirastatta namuyati. If you simply understand this one line, your life will be successful.
Kindly explain this line.
This line, it is clear that you have to change this body. Have you got any objection to take it?
No. This is objection.
Then why you are not serious, what kind of body I am going to get? Here is a body tree. If you are going to accept a body like this, just how miserable it will be. Why you are not afraid? It's like if you want to go from here Chandigarh to Delhi, you have to arrange so many things. So what we are doing? That we have to change this body. And there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. Which body I am going to get? Why you are not serious? You are spoiling our life.
That 8 million is that fixed thing? So many animal species and genera have become extinct.
400,000 species. Jalajanamulakhani, Savaralakhavimsati, Kirmayo Rudra Sankata, Pakshinam, Dasarakhavam, everything is there.
Those that have become extinct, dinosaurs and those.
That is rascal theory. Nothing extinct.
This is not correct.
Yes, no. But that's like he says that the man comes from monkey. Monkey is extinct. Where is the question of extinction? There is no question of extinction. That different species of life and according to your conversation, just like there are first class, second class, third class compartments. If you pay for the first class, you enter into first class. You cannot say the third class is extinct. According to your karma, karmana daivana trena jantar deha upapatti. According to, as you pay, if you pay for third class, you enter into third class compartment. If you pay for first class, you enter in first class. So it is according to your karma, you will get a body. Why it should be extinct?
Because it is extinct. We find there are those...
You do not find.
Fossilized.
You simply repeat Darwin, that's all. You do not find. You do not see anything. You simply hear from Darwin. You have taken Darwin as your authority. But you don't take authority Vedas. That is your fault.
Darwin had drawn that theory from, observation.
Where from he has gone? He has speculated only, like a rascal, that's all. Where from he got this thing? He has said that it is my speculation. Speculation is no knowledge. You can speculate in your own way. Knowledge gathered from the authority, that is real knowledge. Hare Krishna.